Cancer is a big killer in the Southeast Asia region. Each year, an estimated 1.1 million people die of cancer in the Southeast Asia region. And what is of concern is that nearly half of these deaths due to cancer in our region occur prematurely. That's before the age of 60 years. So these are deaths among people who are working, who are breadwinners for their families. So cancer is not only a big health problem, but it's also a development, economic problem, and therefore a development challenge.
Is cancer a problem throughout Southeast Asia, or is it more serious in particular countries?
The numbers, of course, vary depending on the size of the country, but it's a problem throughout the region. However, the type of cancer may be different. The pattern may be different in different countries. The most common type of cancer among males in the region is lung cancer and oral cancer, whereas among women, it's cervical cancer and breast cancer.
The cancer that men are suffering, is that due to smoking?
Yes. So lung cancer and oral cancer, a third of lung cancers are attributed to smoking, to tobacco smoking. The smokeless tobacco, that is tobacco chewing, is also quite common in many countries in our region, which is quite peculiar to the Southeast Asia region. So oral cancers are also quite common.
So what is being done across the region to reduce the number of cancers?
The ministries of health in all of our member countries have reported having national public health programs and policies for cancer prevention and control, particularly targeting to smoking. However, the coverage of these policies and programs needs to be expanded. The coverage is quite low at the moment.
Treating cancer is extremely expensive. Don't these countries have other health priorities? Can't the money be better spent elsewhere?
Treating cancer is expensive, and currently almost no country in the region has universal health coverage for its population. So much of the expenses on cancer treatment is actually borne out of pocket, from the patient's pocket. It really amounts to catastrophic expenses for the individuals and families. It drives many families into poverty and debt. For the government, of course, there are many other priorities in the region. Communicable diseases are still quite important. It's an unfinished agenda. However, the non-communicable diseases like heart diseases, cancer, diabetes, and chronic respiratory diseases have also emerged as leading causes of death. So it's a double burden of disease.
So what does WHO recommend?
WHO recommends for prevention of cancer, reducing risk behaviors like smoking. And for that, WHO recommends the Empower package, which is raising taxes, banning advertisement and sponsorship of tobacco, warning people about health risks of tobacco,